This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Power posture versus defensive posture. How to recognise and shift between them in real time. Your body speaks before you do. Learn to control what it says. In short, power posture opens your body and projects confidence. Defensive posture closes it as a response to threat or pressure. Power posture is expansive, feet wide, spine tall, chest open, gaze direct. Defensive posture is protective, arms crossed, shoulders rolled, chin down, body contracted. Both postures serve a purpose. The skill is choosing consciously, not defaulting automatically. Definition: power posture shift refers to the deliberate transition from a closed, protective physical stance to an open, grounded one in order to project confidence and improve communication. Defensive posture is the body's automatic protective response to perceived social or emotional pressure. A manager I once knew walked into every difficult conversation with crossed arms, shoulders hunched, and his chin tucked toward his chest. He thought he looked composed. His team saw someone who had already given up. That gap between intention and physical reality cost him authority. He never fully recovered. The difference between power posture and defensive posture is not about looking dominant. It is about understanding what your body is communicating before you say a single word. When people do not grasp this, they lose credibility in moments that matter, and they rarely know why. They rehearse the right words and then deliver them from a posture that contradicts everything they say. By the end of this, you will know exactly when to use each one, what each one actually requires of you, and how to make a power posture shift in real time, mid-conversation, when the pressure is highest. If you want to understand how emotional state drives physical expression in groups, the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy is worth reading alongside this. What power posture really means. Power posture is a physical stance that signals confidence, openness, and readiness without aggression. It is not about dominating a room. It is about being fully present in your own body. In practice, it looks like this: feet planted at shoulder width, spine lengthened, shoulders rolled back and down, chin level with the floor, and hands visible and relaxed at your sides or resting open on a surface. Your chest has room to expand. Your breath is slow. You take up the space you are entitled to. Imagine a team leader walking into a room where morale is low and tension is high. She does not rush to speak. She plants her feet, opens her shoulders, and lets a beat of silence land before she begins. The room reads her physical stillness as strength. Her words carry more weight because her body is not contradicting them. Power posture requires that you overcome the body's instinct to contract under pressure. That is no small thing. It demands physical self-awareness and the courage to hold an open stance even when every nerve is telling you to pull inward. For a complete system of pre-conversation preparation, including physical readiness, I cover the STRO method in depth in Say It Right Every Time. The first step, state your intention, is inseparable from how your body positions itself before you speak. What defensive posture really means. Defensive posture is your body's automatic response to perceived threat. Whether that threat is a difficult colleague, a high-stakes presentation, or a confrontation you were not expecting, your nervous system responds the same way it pulls you inward to protect your vital organs. This shows up physically as crossed arms, a rounded upper back, a lowered chin, narrowed shoulders, and often a backward shift of weight onto your heels. Your chest compresses, your breath shortens, you become physically smaller. Picture a new employee in a performance review, sitting with both arms wrapped across her chest, her back curved away from the table, and her gaze moving to the floor whenever the manager speaks. She is not trying to be evasive. Her body has taken over before she had a chance to decide how to sit. The problem with defensive posture is not that it exists. The problem is when it runs automatically, without your awareness or consent, in moments where openness would serve you far better. Defensive posture requires nothing of you consciously. That is exactly what makes it dangerous in high-stakes communication. The key differences side by side. Dimension: power posture, defensive posture. Body position open, expanded, feet grounded, contracted, closed, weight back. Signal to others confidence, readiness, respect, anxiety, withdrawal, or resistance. Effect on breathing: slow, deep, chest expanding, shallow, tight, chest compressing. Triggers: deliberate preparation or practice, automatic stress or threat response. What it builds: trust, presence, authority, protection. but often at a cost to connection. Common mistake using it as dominance rather than openness, staying in it long after the threat has passed. When it is absent, others sense hesitation and doubt, others sense openness, but may push too hard. The most important dimension here is the trigger. Power posture is a choice. Defensive posture is a reflex. That distinction tells you everything about where the work actually sits, not in your knowledge of what each posture looks like, but in your ability to catch the reflex and redirect it. Breathing is the fastest lever you have. When you expand your chest deliberately, your nervous system reads it as safety. The physical change precedes the emotional one. You do not wait to feel confident before opening your posture. You open your posture to begin feeling confident. The signal to others matters enormously in any context where trust is required. When you speak from a closed, contracted stance, people unconsciously register resistance or fragility, even when your words say something entirely different. The body is louder. Understanding what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy will show you why physical openness is one of the fastest ways to create or destroy the conditions for honest exchange. Where power posture and defensive posture overlap. These two stances are not opposites with a clean line between them. In real conversations, they blend sequence and sometimes swap places within seconds. When you receive genuinely bad news during a conversation, a brief pull towards defensive posture is not weakness. It is an honest physical response. The skill is noticing it, acknowledging it internally, and then choosing whether to stay there or return to an open stance. Leaders who move fluidly between these states, rather than forcing a rigid power posture at all times, are often read as more trustworthy, not less. In negotiations, a partial defensive posture, perhaps arms resting on the table rather than crossed, but with a slightly pulled back shoulder, can signal that you're listening carefully and not rushing to agree. It communicates thoughtfulness rather than panic. The line between protective and reflective is thin, and experienced communicators learn to use it deliberately. How leaders can use the strong method to build synergy through every conversation explores how physical composure connects to conversation structure. When someone else in a conversation moves into defensive posture, mirroring a slightly softer version of their closed stance, rather than holding an aggressively open one, can reduce their sense of threat. This is one of the tools behind an empathy bridge, using your body to meet someone where they are before you try to lead them somewhere else. How empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy goes deeper on this. The overlap is real, but knowing the difference still matters. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. When to use power posture. Use power posture when your physical presence needs to carry as much weight as your words. Before delivering difficult feedback, if your body signals anxiety or apology before you speak, your feedback loses credibility. Plant your feet, open your chest, and begin from a grounded position so your message lands with the clarity it deserves. When entering a room where you are being assessed, job interviews, client presentations, and performance reviews all read your physical presence in the first seconds. A confident, open stance earns you the benefit of the doubt before you say anything. When de-escalating a conflict, an open stance signals that you are not a threat. It lowers the temperature in a tense exchange far faster than words alone. Closed posture in a conflict tends to escalate it. Signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time explains why this matters under pressure. When you feel nervous and need to interrupt that state, you cannot think your way out of anxiety in the moment. You can move your way out. Shifting into power posture physically interrupts the stress cycle and restores access to clear thinking. When you need others to trust your steadiness, teams and colleagues read their leaders' bodies constantly. A grounded, open physical presence communicates that the situation is manageable, even when it is difficult. If you default to defensive posture in these situations, you will undermine every word you say, regardless of how well prepared you are. When to use defensive posture. Defensive posture serves you when used with awareness, not when it runs on autopilot. When you need a moment to process something unexpected, a brief pull inward, arms drawing slightly towards your body, signals to the other person and to yourself that you're taking what was just said seriously. It is honest, and it is human, when you're in a genuinely unsafe or hostile exchange. Not every conversation deserves your openness. If someone is being aggressive or violating a clear boundary, a grounded but close stance communicates that you are not available to be pushed. This is boundary setting through physical expression, not weakness. When mirroring to reduce another person's threat response, a softer version of closed posture, held briefly and deliberately, can bring an anxious or guarded person down from high alert. This is a deliberate tool, not a default state. How psychological safety enables honest communication and sustained team synergy shows why this matters in team settings. When you need to signal active listening without projecting authority. In some cultures and contexts, an overly open and dominant stance reads as intimidating rather than confident. Pulling back slightly shows deference and invites the other person to speak without feeling crowded. The trap with defensive posture is staying in it long after the reason for it has passed. That is where it stops serving you and starts working against you. Common confusions and how to resolve them. Let me walk you through the three confusions I see most often. The confusion. People think power posture means taking up as much space as possible and projecting dominance. Why it happens. Most descriptions of power posture focus on size and expansion, which reads as aggression rather than confidence. The resolution. Power posture is about being grounded and open, not large and threatening. The goal is to communicate readiness and respect, not to crowd or intimidate. If your open stance is making others uncomfortable, you have crossed into physical dominance, which is a different thing entirely. The confusion. People believe that showing any defensive posture in a professional setting means they have failed. Why it happens. Communication advice tends to treat open posture as always correct and closed posture as always wrong, which leaves no room for honest human reaction. The resolution. A brief move into defensive posture during a difficult moment is honest and normal. The failure is not noticing it, not using it deliberately, and not returning to an open stance once the moment passes. Awareness is the skill, not permanent performance. What is the amygdala hijack, and how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments explains the neurological reason this happens. The confusion. People think the power posture shift requires a dramatic change that other people will obviously notice. Why it happens. The shift feels enormous from the inside, so people assume it looks obvious from the outside. The resolution. A power posture shift is subtle. Planting your feet, lengthening your spine, and rolling your shoulders back takes less than 10 seconds and looks natural to an observer. The internal experience is significant. The external change is quiet and controlled. Once you see this clearly, you will not confuse them again. Practical recommendations by situation. Here is how to decide which one to focus on based on your situation. If you are preparing for a high-stakes conversation, practice your power posture before you walk in, not just your words. Stand with feet planted, chest open, and hold that position for 30 seconds while you breathe deliberately. You are priming your nervous system, not just rehearsing lines. The physical preparation is as important as the verbal one. If you notice yourself in defensive posture mid-conversation, do not jolt upright in a way that signals alarm. Start with your feet. Press them quietly into the floor. Then lengthen your spine from the base up. Let your shoulders follow. This is a power posture shift done in real time, invisibly, without interrupting the conversation. If the person you are speaking with has moved into defensive posture, do not force an aggressively open stance in response. Soften your own posture slightly to reduce threat. Then, as the conversation settles, let your body open gradually. Invite theirs to follow. This is physical attunement, and it is one of the most underused tools in difficult conversations. If you are in a prolonged difficult exchange and feel your composure slipping, use breath as you reset. One slow exhale, longer than the inhale, will loosen the physical contraction that has begun. Then plant your feet again. You do not need to fix everything at once. You only need to recover one physical anchor point at a time. Knowing the difference between these two postures is itself a form of progress. Most people go their entire careers without this clarity. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most from this comparison. Power posture is a deliberate physical choice that signals confidence, openness, and readiness. It must be practiced until it becomes instinct under pressure. Defensive posture is your body's automatic protective response. It is not a failure. It is information. The question is always whether you are choosing it or whether it has chosen you. A power posture shift can happen in under 10 seconds, mid-conversation, without anyone noticing. Start with your feet, then your spine, then your breath. Both postures serve a genuine purpose. Your job is not to eliminate one and perform the other. Your job is to know which one you are in, why, and whether it is serving the moment. Physical expression is not decoration. It is a communication system running parallel to every word you say. When your body and your words contradict each other, people believe your body every time. To go deeper on the communication systems that connect physical presence to real results, explore Say It Right Every Time, which builds these physical and verbal tools into a complete, practical framework for how these physical dynamics affect team environments, how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy is a natural next step. Frequently asked questions. What is a power posture shift and when should you use it? A power posture shift is the deliberate act of moving your body from a closed, protective stance into an open, grounded one. Use it before high-stakes conversations, presentations, or any moment where you need to project confidence and composure rather than anxiety or threat. How do you recognize defensive posture in yourself during a conversation? Defensive posture shows up as crossed arms, a rounded back, a lowered chin, and tightness across the chest. You often feel it before you see it, a pulling inward, a held breath, or a sudden urge to make yourself smaller. Catch the physical signal first. Can power posture and defensive posture both be useful? Yes. Power posture projects confidence and invites collaboration. Defensive posture, when used consciously, signals that you need a pause, that you are processing something difficult, or that a boundary has been crossed. The key is knowing which one you are in and why. What does power posture look like in practice? Power posture means feet planted at shoulder width, spine long, shoulders back and down, chin level, and hands visible and relaxed. Your chest is open. You take up the space you are entitled to without crowding anyone. Your breathing is slow and deliberate. How do you shift from defensive posture to power posture in real time? Start with your feet. Plant them firmly. Then lengthen your spine, roll your shoulders back, and lift your chin to level. Take one slow breath that expands your chest. This sequence takes under 10 seconds and changes both how others read you and how you feel. Why does defensive posture happen even when you do not feel threatened? Your body responds to social pressure and high-stakes moments the same way it responds to physical threat. Stress hormones trigger a protective curl inward. You may not feel frightened, but your nervous system has already begun closing your posture down before your mind catches up. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.